going to take another look from a bit of a different perspective at Black Friday, the busiest retail shopping day of the year, usually, and a little more than a week away. Diana Sue is the marketing director of Pearl Ridge Center. She spoke with The Conversation's Jason Ubai about how the Oahu Mall is preparing for the crowds while keeping people and Santa safe during the COVID-19 pandemic.
As Pearl Ridge Center had experienced during the first shutdown and reopening cycle, once we had reopened, there were no special sales or anything like that. We had experienced Black Friday-like crowds during our first week of reopening. We had lines that had wrapped around the exterior of the shopping center so that we can create a socially safe shopping environment and make sure that the interior, you know, common areas of the shopping center isn't overwhelmed with crowds of people. So with that in mind, and safety obviously being top of mind for Pearl Ridge Center, we are preparing for Black Friday by beefing up our security presence to ensure our retailers have the support so that they can create a socially safe shopping environment within their stores for one of the busiest days and weekends of the year. In addition, Pearl Ridge security team will be monitoring for safe practices, including the mandatory face mask wearing. And if our customers don't have one, we would be happy to provide a complimentary face mask for them to use. That our customers are practicing safe distancing when they're in Pearl Ridge Center. We don't allow gathering of groups, large groups, and making sure that everyone is adhering to the state and local regulations. And in addition to all of that, you know, Pearl Ridge Center has already a pretty rigorous disinfectant and cleaning practice that we've been sticking to. But for holiday season and for Black Friday and Black Friday weekend, we've really increased our stock of alcohol-based sanitizers to make sure that these dispensers that are located in highly trafficked areas are constantly filled and ready for use as our customers walk through the center, enter, and exit. For some of our larger anchor retailers, such as Macy's, TJ Maxx, Ross, we experienced lines for those stores. For example, when TJ Maxx had initially reopened for the first and second shutdown, we had about 200 people lined up outside of TJ Maxx's door waiting to get in to shop. For no special deal, just to shop. So we understand that this is probably a likely scenario for Black Friday as well as Black Friday weekend. So we're working with our large anchors and retailers to have them create one point of entry and one point of exit so that customers can safely line up at the exterior of Pearl Ridge Center versus the interior. And this way each store can effectively enforce that, you know, 50% capacity guideline.
It sounds like there's a lot of precautions being put into place and measures to mitigate any spread of the coronavirus.
There are. We're taking this very, very seriously. You know, we do have a pretty high demographic of families as well as elderly in our community. And so we want to ensure that when they come to Pearl Ridge Center, whether it be for shopping or just for hanging out with the family while the family shops around and dines, we want to make sure that they feel safe. And, you know, of course, health and safety is always top of mind for us right now, especially with knowing that we're going to probably be getting some pretty large crowds this shopping season.
So in previous Black Fridays, there's been a lot of sales, and sometimes customers, you know, get very excited and it's, you know, a rush to the door or a rush to get something. There's a limited amount. Do you see things being differently as far as sales go and kind of trying to maintain some order among retailers and shoppers?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, with the pandemic, a lot of national retailers especially recognized the fact that, you know, large gatherings, crowds are frowned upon. And so to adhere to local safety mandates and regulations as enforced by the state, you know, I think that over time, a lot of these national retailers have identified that and have made retail to go, meaning, you know, pickup areas, curbside pickup for retail outside of their stores, a priority. In addition to that, a lot of them are offering online sales that you can pick up locally at the store. For example, Macy's does a fantastic job of curbside pickup. You can shop online, get all the deals that you would normally for Black Friday, and just pull up and pick up curbside. For stores like TJ Maxx and Ross, obviously, you know, those are already at a discounted price. So they may not offer sales, but I do know that, you know, TJ Maxx and Ross, their team does a phenomenal job in making sure that our customers are social distancing as they're lined up. And they work very closely with our management team to make sure that they have that parking lot capacity on the exterior of the shopping center to be offering something like that. So I think that a lot of these stores are also extending dates of their sales versus just a two-hour window or a 24-hour window. Black Friday is now either starting 2-3 weeks prior, as you can see with the larger retailers, or they're extended all through the entire weekend into Cyber Mondays, the week following Black Friday.
Usually there's a big push for seasonal hiring. Are you seeing that again this year?
Yes. You know, our tenants have done a fantastic job. Most of our tenants experience a sort of loyalty for their seasonal hires and temp hires in their stores. So they are almost staffed, but there are a few stores remaining that are still looking for some seasonal hires. And if anyone is interested, they can visit our website, ProRidgeOnline.com, to see what positions are available for the holiday season.
It wouldn't be the holidays without Santa, so what are the plans at ProRidge to keep that tradition alive? Will you be having an in-person Santa this year?
Yes, ProRidge Center is planning to have a live Santa Claus. We're not doing a virtual Santa. We're not doing a cutout board of Santa. I think that's pretty traumatizing for some kids because they're looking forward to seeing Santa in person. So what we've done, we've put several precautionary measures in place and safety precautions in the sense that the Santa photo set that we currently have, we have created a way of putting Santa up on a platform, and where the family stands and how the camera is positioned, when the photo is taken, it looks as though the family is standing right next to Santa by the angle of the camera, so that Santa, the family, and Keke never really physically come in contact with one another, and we don't have to worry about a plexiglass, any kind of glare or flashlight catching in the photo. So that's one thing we've implemented. The other thing that we've implemented is that we have an online booking system. So previous to this, if you've ever experienced Santa photos at ProRidge Center, the line literally snakes all the way to the exterior of the shopping center. Families love coming to take photos with Santa at ProRidge. So this year we've gone on an online system where they can go to expressionshawaii.net, Santa 2020, and they can book an appointment so that by the time they show up to the center, they can just walk right through, quickly take the photos, and not have to linger too long in the common areas or have to wait in line. Additionally, you know, of course, we have our hand sanitizing stations prior and post to entering into the photo set. We also make sure that photos, you know, exchange through many different hands. So this year we've gone through to a completely digital experience, where families get to still still select what photos they're interested in as they do several different poses through the experience. But at the end of the whole experience, they get a USB drive that has been sanitized and bagged that has their photos on there versus printed and having it transferred through many, many different hands.
Anything else about Black Friday that we should mention?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, you know, ProRidge Center has extended our Black Friday hours from 6 a.m. all the way to 10 p.m. Some stores are going to remain open even after the shopping center closes until 11 p.m. The reason why we're extending the hours so late and so early is so that, you know, we understand that this year a lot of our customers might be a little hesitant in coming for big crowds. So for our customers that are looking for you know, the off-peak hours, we are extending shopping hours at ProRidge Center to make that shopping experience a little bit more comfortable for everyone.
Okay. And will this extend through the season as well, up until Christmas Day?
So we do have extended hours, just not from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. That's on Black Friday only. For the day after Black Friday, November 28th, it will be 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So another day of extended shopping. And then we're going to extend shopping hours starting December 11th all the way through the 23rd, the day before Christmas Eve. And the shopping center will be open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Looking into the future, aside from Black Friday, what do you see for ProRidge Center in 2021?
I think that as we move forward, you know, I think for ProRidge Center, we are looking to hopefully return back to some normalcy where we can have various entertainment as well as events for our families and for our customers. But of course, that all depends on the situation with COVID-19 and making sure that we continue to adhere to the local and state mandates for COVID-19. I will say that, you know, retail as well as the way everyone dines has obviously changed as we've all experienced during this pandemic. So one of the programs that we've recently implemented that will most likely continue into 2021 is a program called Retail to Go. And how it works is we offer 4 pickup locations where the stalls are clearly marked with the Retail to Go name, and it's a convenient curbside pickup experience for retailers who are participating in it. And it's not just retailers, it also includes our eateries and restaurants. So how it works is guests will have the ability to place their order, purchase the items, whether it's via phone, online, or the app. It depends on how the retailer and restaurant prefers it. They then drive up, they pull up to the curbside that is marked with Retail to Go signs, and they can either stay in their vehicle or they can just, you know, jump out, pick up their stuff, and then go and not really have to look for parking around the center. And if you've ever been to our shopping center, ProRidge's parking lot is usually pretty packed. So it creates a sort of easeability for our customers to run in and out or for retailers to come out and deliver their goods to their customers for a contactless shopping experience.
That was Diana Sue, Marketing Director of ProRidge Center, talking with the Conversation's Jason Ubai with an update on the mall's plans for Black Friday and the rest of the holiday shopping season.